The Vancouver Humane Society has, for the second straight year, filed an animal cruelty complaint with the BCSPCA based on footage from the Bulls, Bronx and Barrels rodeo event in Coombs. The footage was captured by a videographer contracted by the VHS, and the society claims it shows bulls being shocked counter to animal handling regulations, among other concerns. A VHS statement cites Canadian regulations which prohibit repeated prodding of the same animal and the use of a prod on animals who cannot move. What the VHS is really opposed to is the use of fear, pain and stress to make animals perform in rodeo events, said Emily Pickett, VHS campaign director. There's plenty of activities or ways to involve animals that you can really emphasize the bonds between animals and people. The BCSCPA issued a notice to the Vancouver Island Western Heritage Association over three concerns after it investigated the VHS's complaint last year, according to Eileen Drever, Senior Officer Protection and Stakeholder Relations. The concerns include direction to provide necessary veterinary care, to cease harsh or inhumane training, disciplinary or handling techniques or physical abuse, and to cease excessive use of electric prods, according to Drever. An investigation into the second complaint is open and the BCSPCA is unable to comment at this time. VIWHA runs the event and rents the venue from the Coombs Hilliers Recreation and Community Organization. We take all safety concerns of the utmost importance, making sure the event is safe for spectators, competitors and animal competitors, the VIWHA said in a statement. Anytime we can make any improvements, we will. The Humane Society has called on the BC government to prohibit inhumane rodeo events that put animals at risk of injury and death, as well as end funding of the events. Pickett said the VHS has written to the Ministry of Tourism, Arts, Culture and Sport multiple times, with a request to exclude rodeo events from publicly funded grant programs, and have asked for a meeting. We haven't been able to make that happen yet, she added. Our concern is that the public has, through public polling, reiterated that they don't support the use of animals in rodeos overall, but also the use of public funds to support those rodeos. The Ministry of Tourism, Arts, Culture and Sport clarified, in a statement, that it does not provide funding to the Bulls, Bronx and Barrels rodeo event in Coombs. The province remains committed to supporting vibrant, inclusive, and ethically responsible events, the statement said. This includes a strong commitment to animal welfare. Animal abuse of any kind is unacceptable. All animals deserve to be treated with respect and dignity, and it is our collective responsibility to ensure their well-being in every setting. Rather than traditional rodeos, the VHS said it would like to see communities organize events that demonstrate quiet and collaborative handling techniques, and positive reinforcement, providing an example of a training event that shows the bond between the person and the animal. It's obviously going to look very different than a typical rodeo, and that's why it's our concern is that these rodeo events, whether it's bucking, roping, wrestling, they really rely on the use of pain, fear and stress to make those animals perform, Pickett said. What we really want to see is the BC government prohibiting inhumane rodeo events like the ones at Coombs. The Ministry of Agriculture and Food is the provincial ministry responsible for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act, PCA Act, which governs animal welfare and cruelty prevention. The legislation is available online, https://www.bclaws.gov.bc.ca/civics/document/id/complete/statcheg/00_96372_01. Anyone with concerns about animal welfare is encouraged by the provincial government to contact the BCSPCA, which is mandated under the PCA Act to respond to animals in distress and investigate any related concerns.